This is VOA News via remote. I'm Elise Pelka. Russia accused the West of whipping up tensions over Ukraine on Monday. It said the U.S. had brought, quote, pure Nazis to power in Kiev as the U.N. Security Council held a stormy and aggressive debate on Moscow's troop buildup near its southern neighbor. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield shot back that Russia's growing military force of more than 100,000 troops along Ukraine's borders was the largest mobilization in Europe in decades. The harsh exchanges in the Security Council came as Moscow lost an attempt to block the meeting and reflected the gulf between the two nuclear powers. It was the first open session where all protagonists in the Ukraine crisis spoke publicly, even though the UN's most powerful body took no action. U.S. President Joe Biden and Qatar's Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani met at the White House on Monday. At the forefront of their talks were discussions about Qatar supplying natural gas to Europe in the event of a Russian attack on Ukraine. President Biden said peace remains the focus during their meeting.
We continue to urge diplomacy as the best way forward. But with Russia's continuing its buildup of its forces around Ukraine, we are ready no matter what happens.
The U.S. president described Qatar as a major non-NATO ally and the emir as a good friend and reliable partner just ahead of the meeting. Sheikh Tamim said he planned to discuss equal rights for Palestinians with President Biden and ways to pursue Middle East peace. More stories are available for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken discussed the need for reform in the Palestinian Authority in a phone call on Monday with President Mahmoud Abbas. The State Department confirmed the step to strengthen bilateral relations. President Joe Biden has sought to repair ties weakened with his predecessor, President Donald Trump, slashed aid to Palestinians in the Israeli-occupied West Bank and Gaza. He also closed a U.S. consulate for Palestinians in Jerusalem. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he has tested positive for COVID-19, but is feeling fine. The Prime Minister also blasted the behavior of anti-vaccine protesters who filled Canada's capital to complain about COVID restrictions over the weekend. His announcement followed a weekend of protests in Ottawa against vaccine mandates, masks, and lockdowns. Some demonstrators traveled in truck convoys and parked on the streets around Parliament Hill, blocking traffic. Some urinated on the National War Memorial and danced on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Others carried signs and flags with swastikas.
Freedom of expression, assembly, and association are cornerstones of democracy. But Nazi symbolism, racist imagery, and desecration of war memorials are not.
A smaller but significant number of protesters did remain on Monday. Mali said it is expelling the French ambassador because of hostile and outrageous comments by former colonial power France about Mali's transitional government. A statement read on national television Monday said French Ambassador Joel Meyer has been given 72 hours to leave the country. French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian said last week that Mali's junta was illegitimate and takes irresponsible measures. United States officials say the government will return some Venezuelan migrants to Colombia if they are caught crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. That's if they previously resided in Colombia. Officials citing the need to limit the spread of COVID-19. Several United States historically black colleges and universities, known as HBCUs, received bomb threats on Monday. The threats prompted lockdowns and investigations by law enforcement. News reports say that the threat at Howard University in Washington, D.C. was cleared without any hazardous material found. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.